Well, this morning, I'm going to introduce you to what's called Veda Nupassana, mindfulness of feelings. Now, feelings are the bridge between physical sensation and emotional response or reaction. And feelings are intimately associated with perceptions. Perceptions are what set up the potential cascade from an initial fleeting impression to a full-blown story. And feelings and perceptions are very, very closely aligned. Feelings have to do with affect, that felt sense of urgency. And perceptions have to do with cognition, thinking about, or knowing. So, this practice of Veda Nupassana, as I mentioned before, was promoted by a fellow named Uba Khin in Burma in the 1930s and 1940s. And then he trained various people, to Westerners, to bring this teaching to the West. My exposure to it was through Ruth Dennison, although I didn't know that at the time, my very first retreat back in 1982. But I got more extensive training from the group that was led by S.N. Goenka until he died. Fairly recently, several months ago. And that's what I want to share with you. Now, I've drawn that crazy little figure up there on the board. It's called the homunculus. And it's meant to represent the proportional percentage of nerve endings per cubic in various body parts. And you notice that the head, including the nose and the lips especially, are pretty enormous, and the hands are pretty enormous, and the feet are pretty enormous. That means these areas have a high density of sensory receptors. And what I want to do is to make use of that, to help you make use of it, to develop a system that I have found to be really useful. Now, this is not the be-all and end-all of meditation strategies. Mindfulness of breathing is just fine, but I have found it to be quite useful for myself as an alternative to mindfulness of breathing, because it gives my mind more of a task orientation. Just watching the breath, the mind can become sort of complacent or dull. But when you have the activity of moving your attention from one part of the body to another systematically, that really, you know, soaks up your attention process. Now, this is not all that different than what happens when you do slow walking meditation. Slow walking meditation, you don't pay attention to the breath as much as you do, at least the way I was taught up at the Insight Meditation Society. You pay attention to the changes in sensations in the feet and legs as you're walking, paying particular attention to the intention to move your legs and to notice where the sensations are occurring in those areas. So I put some points up there on the board that are just some of the benefits of it. One of them is it cultivates the factor of investigation. It involves aiming and sustaining, but as you practice it with this modality, it's much more like the investigation of phenomena that I mentioned last night. So you're really scanning with a curiosity to notice the physical sensations that are evident in your body. And doing this, it provides a stronger reference for the present moment. As I've said so many times before, when you're paying attention to the body, it's not in the future, it's not in the past, it's not imagined. It's here and now. And that's very useful as a stabilizing point of reference. Another benefit is that it develops from crude sensations, and those would be sensations of just simply density or achiness or maybe even almost an absence of sensation, to very, very refined sensations. We've all had the experience of having somehow or other cut off the blood supply to a foot or hand, and that vibrating, tingling sensation, kind of pulsing sensation that occurs when your hand, as we say, wakes up. What's going on there is that there are millions of nerve endings firing off all the time in the peripheral nervous system. All the time. When the circulation's been cut off and is coming back, those nerves are really evident. I have also found it evident when I've been out in the cold and I come in and I pay attention, or I have been exercising fairly vigorously and I come in and I meditate and I pay attention. I can also notice it. Those of you who have taken large doses of niacin, vitamin B3, and the flush that comes afterwards, that's a rather unpleasant version of it, but it's pretty much the same thing. So those vibrations are called vedana in terms of this Goenka system. And they're meant, as I said, to provide an anchor in the present moment, but they're constantly changing. It's like little vibrations that are going on all the time. They increase and decrease in their amplitude, if you will, their loudness, the increase or decrease in patches here and there. And the further refinement of it is that your whole body, you can be aware of your whole body as a realm of vibration that's very subtle and pervasive, that is unvarying in its appearance and its amplitude, if you will, its loudness. It's just there. And when that's really skillfully applied, you can have this sense of existing in a vibratory realm with no felt need to define it. You've heard me mention this before, that I could be sitting here, this is what happened last night, actually, when I had that painful sitting with my legs. When I got to the point that it's just a realm of vibration, it didn't matter for me to kind of distinguish in space, if you will, those are my legs. There was just this realm of vibration. And the realm of vibration extends as far as the universe, if you will, subjectively. And it's a great way to realize non-self. So I want to introduce you to this practice. Now, I want to say up front, it's going to feel like really difficult to begin with. And you're going to try to make a sensation happen. That is counterproductive. It won't work. Make it harder for you to actually be successful. The idea, you know, when I did the guided meditation yesterday, this time, and I was inviting you to zoom in on these different areas in that realm between the upper lip, the outer upper lip, and the inner upper lip, the sinus passages and the soft palate and so forth and so on. You look down into that area, and I especially mentioned that when you're looking up, so to speak, from the mouth, the roof of the mouth, into that zone, you'll notice that you can actually feel the volume of the material between the nasal passages and your mouth. And that what you're really noticing is those nerve endings, right? And that's the kind of strategy that you're cultivating with this. I will say that when you're really successful at it, in this process, you can feel vibrations everywhere in your body, everywhere, including inside. You can move the vibrations back and forth through your chest, from side to side in your chest. You can feel the inner side of your ribs. You can feel the frontward facing side of your pelvic bones. You can feel your teeth. You can feel your eustachian tube, the tube that runs from your ear down to your throat. It's really remarkable. But what it is, it's really an invitation and an opportunity to cultivate to a very high degree this quality we call insight or investigation or vipassana. Don't try too hard. Just be curious. And I'm going to guide you through it as often as I can when we have a sitting where I can really sort of be present and just kind of talk you through it. Another resource is Ayakhema, A-Y-Y-A-K-H-E-M-A. She's no longer alive, but she was also authorized by Uba Khin to teach Veda Nupassana. And she has an excellent MP3 recording posted on the internet. It's a guided meditation as well. What else did I want to say? The procedure goes like this. I'm going to have you focus in on your nose and do the same thing that we did yesterday, not as long in duration. And then I'm going to invite you to start to move that investigation around. So you'll be going from your nose to perhaps I'll bring you up to your eyes, your eye sockets, then back down to your nose, then down to the volume of your upper lip, both outer and inner, and the gum line on the upper jaw, and the teeth, and then the hard palate, and then back to the soft palate, and then from the soft palate up into the nasal passage. And so I'll just systematically move your attention around over your body, over your head, then down your neck, down one arm to the hand, to the other hand, back up the other arm, and go as far as we can before we run out of time. But the idea is that you start to do this systematically. And of course, you're going to lose track. I had a really wonderful sitting, two-hour sitting this morning. Then in the sitting before breakfast, I had the devil's own time doing the body sweep. It just wasn't working. But I kept making the effort because it's building the muscle. Whether you actually discover a sensation or not is not as important as you continuing to make a sincere, diligent, and ardent effort. That's building the muscle of insight and investigation. And you can do that, or you can just do mindfulness of breathing for the rest of the retreat. But I would very much encourage you to do that, whether you're sitting or standing or lying down or walking, is to continue to try to systematically move your attention through your body from your head down to your feet and then back up, ending up at your head again. Okay, so sitting comfortably erect. And bringing attention to what it feels like to be inhabiting your body. A sense of sensation in your body. Pressure, temperature, movement. And then bring your awareness to the rim of the nostrils. And just practice aiming and sustaining right at the rim of the nostrils for a few minutes. Really investigating whatever touch sensations or temperature sensations might be available for your attention. Once again, you're letting your awareness rest in that area, not trying to force it. The same way that your hands rest without effort on your body. Really try to zoom in on that area of sensation. for a number of years now, they've had this really interesting device called ground penetrating radar. Somehow or other, the pulses of energy penetrate into the ground and can actually notice differences in the texture or the substances in the ground. That's analogous to what we're trying to do here. So now, move your attention back into the tunnels on either side of the nasal septum. Noticing the soft tissue of the flaps of the nose, of the nostrils, and the cartilage, that's the sides, and the bridge of the nose. Your aiming and sustaining becomes like ground penetrating radar. Once again, you're not trying to make sensation happen. You're simply being sensitive to what's already there and always has been there. You might just simply notice it as a different texture of feeling, or maybe slight pulsing or throbbing, or maybe you'll notice vibration. So from the ridge of the nose down to the tip of the nose, just scan through that structure, being curious about what sensations might be discovered there. Should you notice any sensation that's like a vibration, zoom in on it. Don't try to make it do anything, but just be more curious about it. And part of that curiosity is to be curious about the edges of it. Even though it might be a discrete spot, it might be the whole nose. It's everywhere else in your body as well. So look at the edges of it. In this case, particularly the edge that is associated with your right eye socket. So just slowly scan from your nose up into the eye socket, the eyebrow, the cheekbone, the socket itself, even in back into your skull, the eyelid, the eyeball. All of them are amply supplied with nerve endings, constantly firing off. Just sweep your attention gently around in that area. Now, back to the nose. Then slowly explore the left eye socket, the eyebrow, the cheekbone, the eye socket itself, the eyelid, the eyeball. Don't worry about differentiating, just different areas to look for. Looking for that sensation of pressure or touch, temperature, movement, vibration. Now back to the nose. It might be that there's more sensation available to your investigation, or less. In either case, aiming and sustaining, kind of floating in that zone allowing your curiosity to penetrate into the flesh. When your attention wanders, you get caught up in a story, as soon as you realize that, just begin again. Pick up wherever you left off. If you can't remember where you left off, just start somewhere, particularly somewhere you've been before. Now bring your attention down past the tip of your nose and into your upper lip. Once again, imagine that your curiosity is scanning through the dimension of your upper lip, from the outer layer to the inner layer that rubs up against your gums and teeth. See if it can notice. It might be a feeling of fullness, might be a little tingling, vibrating, might be pulsating. Move it around a little bit, not just the upper lip, but the front of the cheek on either side. Penetrating into the cheek so that you're noticing the volume, the area between the outer skin and the inner lining of your cheek. Now see if you can notice any sensations in the gum line, the upper jaw. Once again, the gum line that's facing toward the front, through the gum itself, to the gum line that's inside your mouth. All the way from the incisors at the front to the molars in the back. Even scan into the teeth. It might be that you can actually feel the nerve endings in the teeth. Anyone who's been to a dentist knows that they're there. Now, move back out to the upper lip. Just to check and see what's there. Now, back through the gums and the upper teeth. And now, gently, carefully, scan through the roof of your mouth into it. Noticing the arch. Slowly scanning all the way back to the uvula. You might just scan the whole arch itself, or pick a smaller area and move back and forth from one side of the mouth to the other. See if you can notice any sensation inside the soft palate. follow your curiosity, your investigation, through the soft palate. See if you can discover the mass of flesh between the roof of the mouth and the nasal passage. You might be able to feel that volume, that flesh. If you are feeling it, is it a vibration? Is it a density? And then keep your attention moving all around the inside of the nasal passage, from the back up to where the rim of the nostrils are. And then once again up through the cartilage of the nose, the bridge of the nose. You don't want to stay invested in one area too long, more than 10, 15 seconds. The mind gets stale at that point, gets stuck. Now go back up to the right eye socket again. Just moving around the arch of the brow, the arch of the cheekbone, and the sense of the eyeball, the flesh that surrounds it. And moving across the bridge of the nose, between the eyes. What can you notice in that point there, the top of the nose, just between the eyes? Maybe it's tingling or vibrating, or it feels like something's touching it or pressing on it. Now repeat that procedure with the left eye socket. Now, back down the volume of the nose, slowly and methodically scanning for any sensations. Whether you're actually noticing anything or not, making the effort is important at this stage. Now down again to the upper lip. The volume of the upper lip from the outer skin to the inner lining. Notice the area of touch between the upper and lower lip. If your lips aren't touching, just simply move your awareness down and see if you can notice any sensations in the volume of the lower lip. The outer skin, the inner lining. All the way from one corner of the mouth to the other. See if you can notice sensations in both lips, upper and lower. Now investigate the gum in the lower jaw. from the incisors all the way back to the molars on both sides. Once again, you're not trying to make something happen. It's an active curiosity that zooms in on that area of flesh. The sensations are already there. You're just being sensitive enough to be aware of them. Now move awareness to the inner gums in the lower jaw. See if your awareness can zoom through the gums from the front to the back. And maybe you can notice the vibrating, tingling sensation in your teeth and the lower jaw. Now see if you can notice sensations in your tongue. From the top of your tongue to the bottom, from the front to the back. How about the floor of the mouth, under the tongue, down to the throat, the part of the jaw that's the outer skin? See if you can notice the volume of the jaw. I assure you that you can be aware of sensations in the lower jaw. You can feel the bone. It's denser, but it's still vibrating ever so slightly. All the way back to where the jaw connects to the skull. Now, examine the area where the jaw joins the skull on the right side, beneath the ear. Allow that radar to penetrate into the muscle, the inner lining of your cheek, the soft tissue there. Moving very carefully back and forth in a systematic way from near the ear up to the corner of the mouth and up to the cheekbone. Just underneath the eye. Now allow your attention to go back to the right corner of the upper and lower lips. And very slowly and systematically scan your attention from right to left, including the upper lip up to the nose, the lower lip down to the chin line. You might move from the upper lip to the lower lip, over to the left a little bit, back to the upper lip, to the left a little more, down to the midline. Find your own systematic way that covers all of that area. If you do find an area of sensation that's like the tingling and vibrating, look around the edges of it, the perimeter of it. See if you can notice where the tingling and vibrating is next to that zone. Now bring your attention down to chin on the left side. See if you can notice sensations of that lower jaw on the left side, all the way back to where it joins the skull. And then start to examine that left cheek from the jaw all the way up to the cheekbone, from the ear all the way to the nose and underneath the eye. Noticing the volume between the outer skin and the inner lining. Now move your attention up to the left temple, the area between the brow and the hairline on the left side. Just scan around in that area a little bit. What can be discovered there? Now slowly and methodically scan your forehead from the left, moving toward the right. Little bit by little bit, maybe moving it up and down, or imagining that there's a little circular beam, maybe the size of a quarter or a half dollar. It's moving around your forehead, penetrating in. Maybe simply noticing density, or maybe some tingling or vibrating. Moving past the center line, above the bridge of the nose. And the bridge of the nose all the way up to the hairline. Slowly moving toward the right. Sometimes it's useful to imagine that your scanning is like a liquid that's slowly oozing. It never stops, but it never runs or drips. Just slowly spreading across the right forehead, down to the right temple, between the eye socket and the hairline. Now bringing attention past the hairline, just above the ear, the scalp. and explore the scalp moving up toward the top of the head. Could feel like a line moving forward and back that slowly scans upward, or it could be like a circular beam that moves around in that area. Whatever seems most workable. But it's still the aiming and sustaining, a very intimate analysis of exactly what feelings are there, pleasant or unpleasant, subtle or really evident. Moving up toward the top of the skull. Moving down the left side of the skull, the hairline, the scalp, down to the top of the ear. Behind the ear, all the way down to the scalp line. Now systematically scanning from the midline at the back of the skull, the lower hairline on the left side, up toward the crown of the head. Crown of the head is that area that was soft when we were born, right at the very top of the skull. It's not unusual for people to feel an itching or tingling or some kind of tickling sensation in that soft area. Bell's going to ring soon. I invite you to continue scanning through your head, doing it over and over again. There's a lot of sensation available there, especially around the lips and the top of the head, the apex, the crown. Later we'll do another meditation exercise and we'll start with the hand. Please continue your practice. You can remain seated, or you can get up and do the walking meditation. You can go back to mindfulness of breathing, or you can continue to try to scan around and discover the sensations in your head.